Hey guys, what is up? This is Yannis, and today I have the pleasure of having here with me Costa, who is a 22-year-old entrepreneur, and more specifically, I would say one really, really good entrepreneur on sales and online marketing. Costa, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
It's always a pleasure. Before we were talking, before starting the podcast, we were talking, and right now she is in Gran Canaria, so... Yeah, man. So what's the view, by the way, for people to get jealous?
The view is pretty much sunny, I think. Sunset is right here.
Perfect, dude. That's amazing. So, without further ado, would you like to share your story? Who are you? And tell us a little bit things about yourself.
Okay. Yeah, there are probably more things to tell about me, but I would just sum it up in some points. I'm 22. I started with 17 or 16 with personal development and personal growth. It started with just getting better in social dynamics and talking to people and connecting. And I have to... I'm good at networking, like it's my natural skill. So it was kind of 80-20 to use it and to get better in it. And that was my Kickstarter, because it developed me a lot of possibilities. For example, getting a job where you need some papers or a school degree. I did everything with this kind of... with this kind of applying. Yeah, I did this in terms of jobs, in terms of coaches who are really expensive, or maybe also girls' dates. It's all the same. Like when you get to know people, it's all the same. And I started out with that, and I didn't know what will be my field or what will be my expert niche. So I just did my degree, my normal school degree, and then I started working for different companies and getting knowledge, like just working for free for different companies. I moved to a bigger city. Just freshed my comfort zone and did crazy different stuff just to get like informations or experience and give value to other people. And this was the reason why I got a good network with great people, with great CEOs. And there were often these situations where I didn't know where my last goal or where my goals are, but I did know that I'm with the right people. So that was good, because they told me the right questions. They asked me the right questions, and that was the reason why I finally found my way where I want to go, because I had those people in my network who earned already the 10x of my monthly paycheck. And this is the reason why I got better and better week for week, because I couldn't stay at my place, because everyone or mostly my friends were far away. And that's why I wanted also to grow and get better. And I think that's also my first tip in this podcast. You have to be surrounded by people who are not only on your level, but 10x more or even more. Nice. That, I think that's my story. I'm from like normal family, nothing special about it. Entrepreneurship was a dream of mine, just to travel the world or have different opportunities and work with it team or with team members who you proudly choose. And I'm currently on my way. It's not that I'm traveling every day or every week. I want to focus on my place in Berlin, because I want to grow the business, grow the team and do things. But maybe in 5 or 4 years I will travel more, and yeah, that's the final goal, or one of the final goals. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the last years.
Beautiful, beautiful said, and I cannot agree more on the importance of networking. I think this is a big one. You know, there's this quote that I love that says that your network is your net worth. The moment you realize that, then everything changes. All right. I'd really like to know the reason why you chose to become an entrepreneur. Why didn't you want to have like a 9-to-5 job?
I think that I read it in a book like 1 week ago. Demographics of people who are financially free, and 60% of them are entrepreneurs. So you don't even have choices to get free in terms of money or in terms of traveling if you don't do this as an entrepreneur. Because there are limited ways, if you are not doing an own business, to scale or to get more money, more freedom. And also, I saw the opportunity to learn everything about my own, like where are my skills, where I'm good at, and how can I get better. And what a really, really important message for me was to get this mindset that everything I do for my business is also a growing thing for myself. So that was also a motivation to get my own company, or to do this on my own way, and not to go to a 9-to-5 job and then heading home and say like goodbye, that was my job, but in my private life I'm a different person and I don't need those skills. I think that's bullshit, because you have to work either in a 9-to-5 job or on your own. Time will go by even that way or that way. It's not it's the same, but at the end of the day you have a business which you can sell, for example, or you have nothing on the other way. And what is really, really more what is more attractive for me is the knowledge you get. So I can leave everything, I can get lost and like having nothing. But I have this knowledge, and I think that's a great thing about it.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Really interesting. What do you think is the thing that you like the most about your entrepreneurial lifestyle?
Sorry for the noises here. Mostly, I like the opportunity to develop ideas and get them into practice. That's really great when you see that your idea is bringing money and the market needs it and persons like clients are going crazy for it. That's really a nice sign, and you love it. It's like,
yeah, nice. true. But I guess, you know, throughout your journey it wasn't always that easy. You know, it wasn't always, you didn't always have, you know, a business that is running and gives you revenue. You weren't always able to go to Gran Canaria, you know, and chill on a coffee shop while talking with me, or while you're running, your business is running on automatic pilot, you know. So what were some struggles that you had to deal with throughout this journey?
So what was your question? It was a little bit...
So yeah, what are the struggles you are currently facing, or you had to face in the past?
Oh, there were many of them. I don't know where to start. struggles. I don't know. Like, one reason to start really early is that you will that every one of us will deal with illness. So you don't know if you are getting ill in some years or in some months, and if you are out for 2 or 3 months. So if you're not ill, what are you waiting for? You have the energy in our age, especially, to get things done. That was also for me a motivation to get really fast on board. That is one, probably one thing I I got years ago an illness. It was, I don't know how to call it. In Germany, it's Kopfschmerzen. It's just in the head, like, okay. Can I say it? Yeah, it was nice, but it was also a motivation for me because I knew this is the thing. This is probably all, even I have it, it's good that I'm young and I can do now more than I can do 10 years. Other things were like problems with my own team. So I saw that team members don't have those skills which they need, or loyalty problems, clients don't pay on track, really different stuff like that. So there are always different problems. Then there are also problems with scaling up. If you have a product which is already good and makes revenue, you have different problems on a different scale, but it's still not getting easier. Yeah, but that's the, I think the learning behind that is that, you know, whatever might come, you will need to be comfortable with fixing problems every day or having problems every day. And if you have this mindset, it's not a problem. It won't be a problem for you as a business owner, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I really believe that problems, struggles, failures, pain points, and all these kind of things are actually an opportunity for us to learn and develop and grow. Because, yeah, it's nice, you know, walking on the sunshine and having rainbows and unicorns around you. But reality is not like that. You know, you will fail, you will eat shit. And especially in the entrepreneurial world where you actually have to put in the work and the hours before you're able, you know, to create something, because it's not an overnight success. That's not going to happen ever, ever, ever. So it's really important knowing how to deal with those problems. And I really like that you mentioned that. I would really like to know also what is success for you? How do you define success?
Yeah, there are different things. For me, success is health, definitely. Wealth, on the other hand. A good social life. I think that are spiritual things. But mostly, yeah, health, wealth, and what did I mention?
It was spirituality, and I cannot remember the third one, but I know what you said. Yeah.
Social life.
Social life. That was work-life balance.
Really, really important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's it.
Alrighty. What would you say is the thing that you're really after right now? What do you want more than anything? If I can bring you right now a magician who can grant any wish you freaking want, man, what would that be? What do you want more than anything right now?
Good. I would like to, I think it's a little bit more calmness and how can I say, be comfortable with the with this long-term thinking and knowing all things are gonna come when it's time for that. You just have to put in the work every day, because we have always those quick fix beliefs in the internet, in every areas, in business, in dating, in finances. Everyone just wants to get those quick fixes and those marketing messages. But to believe in your own company and in your own visions is really, really important. And I think that's a point where, that's a thing where I can learn every time, because it's really hard to be on this road and just staying focused with their own idea or with their own business.
Why do you think that many entrepreneurs just give up at some point? Because you mentioned, you know, having patience, trying, putting the work, believing in yourself, but many entrepreneurs, you know, failed, not exactly failed to do that, but they just give up after, I don't know, a few months. So why would you say this is like a case?
I think 80% is just the persons around, or the surrounding is, I think, the key. Because if you start with a new company, with a new idea, and you want to do big things, and you want to get out of your normal job, you're probably the first one in your surrounding who's doing this. So you have you need instantly to change your surrounding and get on board with a mentor or with someone who believes in you and did already this kind of business. And if you don't do it, yeah, you can use your motivation and discipline, but after a few months it will it won't get along. So because your surrounding will drag you down, and you don't have people to look up. You think it's unrealistic. Nobody gives you the informations which you need in this time. Even though I really like books, it's a really nice thing to learn, but mentors are way more important, because you need those specific questions and answers in the right moment. Yeah, so and you also need the surrounding and these emotions from these persons. And I think that's the reason why many people give up, because it's too easy to give up. If you are in your old surrounding, nobody wants you to grow or to have an own company. Nobody wants it, so you need to change your surrounding. I think for me personally it was a Kickstarter. So nobody, for example, I changed my city 2 times or 3 times in a row where I live. And if this is something which you can afford or which you can do, you're probably gonna learn how to get in new communities and to different surroundings. If you never do it, and if you stay the whole time in your home city, you can still develop big things, but probably the only person who does well in his hometown is someone who has a family business and or have already this surrounding and this mindset since he grew up. And that's why it's also really important to leave your comfort zone. So those two things get along together. Leave your comfort zone in different areas, because you know if you leave your comfort zone, it's something which is necessary in terms of everything, but also especially for your business. And also to get used to it, you also change your surrounding and yeah, get bigger with it.
You mentioned changing your surroundings, and like in your story, you also mentioned networking. Can you expand a little bit on those topics and give maybe some tips to entrepreneurs on how to network better, how to change their surroundings, or discuss about how you actually manage that?
Yeah, I think you just need to answer this question. How can I help someone? Or how can I make his time better? How can I be useful for someone? And to be useful for someone, it's obvious you need to grow on your own firstly. Because if you don't have expertise, or if you aren't a funny guy, you can't offer anything for someone who is way faster or has an own business. And yeah, it starts with you. You need to develop skills in different areas, but it's not that hard as many persons think. You don't need to be an expert in a niche where you're searching a guy or where you search a mentor. You don't have to be full with information. You can just offer a great time. Yeah, people who are interested in a different person, like for example you in a podcast to me. They also offering a really great time for someone who's doing his business, because you know when you're getting bigger and like your business is growing, it's not so often that people come to you along and ask you really interesting questions. They really want to know the answers. It's not so often. It's not that every day someone in the grocery store asks me, yeah, how you did this six figures business or stuff like that. Nobody wants to know it. But if you're offering this value, honestly, and you go to greater persons and you ask them the honest history and stuff like that about their own, they will proudly share some insights with you. And yeah, the next things are just being aware of the social skills, like how to connect with people, how to stay in touch, how to give value, where to be, which time. It's obvious to be in greater, it's obvious to be in a capital is better than in a village. So you have to move maybe, or you can use the internet for you with Instagram and Facebook and build firstly a good social media brand on your own, and then get in contact with others. So there are thousands of way nowadays to get to contact with really great people, with millionaires, with open-minded people, with authors. It's really crazy. It's so easy. It's never been easier before, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, interesting. Who is your role model?
I think it's Tai Lopez in some ways, not 100% everything, but maybe 80%. Yeah, I have many role models. Maybe I can share my insight. What I do is I split the different areas of life, like for example, wealth, health, social circles, social networking, and have my role models in all these kind of niches to follow them, because they are great online marketer, but maybe they have not the best dating life. They are great dating coaches, but maybe they have not the best wealth, because yeah, they are times a week in the club, stuff like that. And that's great just to have different role models and pick the best thing about them.
Okay. Let's pretend that I can do my magics and bring Tai Lopez seated next to you right now. Okay, what would you ask him? What would you tell him, and why?
It's good. It's a good question. I think I would ask him about which city he prefers to live. Just a personal question, which I'm interested in. Second question would be like something about his business, actually, because you don't get insights in the internet, as you know. And I think that's how I approach those situations. I just take really, really personal questions, like what's really interesting for me, not to get better in business or something like that, but what's really in my mind to know about him. Yeah, like, do you have a girlfriend, or how is your normal day going? What's your daily task? How is your routine? It's just stuff which I'm honestly interested in. And that's how I, in most cases, get those persons in my social circle, and they get really good friends later. So this would be my approach to Tai Lopez if he would be here in Gran Canaria.
That's perfect, man. And I like the fact that you mentioned, daily routines and habits. And as you can see behind me, I have my morning routine with my check marks. And that's my next question, actually, because I want to learn whether you have some kind of habits you're implementing, some kind of routine. Like these kind of things. So what are your habits? So what is your morning routine? And if you can expand on that, that would be amazing.
Nice. You have to know I'm from, like, my natural ambition is not to be a really planful guy or to have a structure. I'm bad at it at all. So I use tracking methods. I use Evernote for it and track every day my habits, to get new habits and
stay with them. Can you repeat the second tracking method? Because you were froze for a second and I didn't hear it. Whoop. Okay, guys, this happens when you are live.
Okay. Yeah, I see and hear.
All right, we have a little bit of problem with the internet. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
So you said Evernote, and what was the second one?
Oh, that was just Evernote. Evernote for tracking my habits.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some habits. Yeah. I start with getting, I get up early, like 5:30 or 6, and do some sports. So I do a walk around my block, like fast walking, and then take a cold shower. And what I'm doing next is just having a bunch of questions. Those questions I have every day. It's the same kind of questions. One of the most important questions is, what is the most necessary task to do today? Then I just type it in and think about my day. So I do a plan for this day, for my goals for this day. And if I reach those goals in this day, then I'm done with it. Then I don't have to overcomplicate it or think about it. That's what I do in the morning. It's my routine in the morning. Sometimes I do further. Sometimes I add new habits. Yeah, like you usually know, you try something works, something works not good. That's what I do. And also, like, I implement many stuff from the dating things, having one date in a week, yeah, with a new girl, or learning, meeting a new guy for my social network in a month. But this is usually, I don't have to track it, it's automatically now, so it just works. But at the beginning, I had to track it, so that it works. And also, yeah, as you know, from the dating, you can use many habits, like, for example, no porn, no fab. Also two really, really important things to have a better life, to have more focus, to be more on the grind, and to be just more yourself. Like, I think NoFap is a thing for every guy on this earth. It's a really, really crazy. It has so much output. Never thought this.
Yeah, no, man, it's a big one indeed. It's a big one. Yeah, couldn't agree more. Okay, let's hypothetical scenario, but maybe I can make that to happen as well. So, let's say that I build a machine, okay? And with this machine, you can go back in time and meet your younger self. What would your advice to your younger self would be?
Oh, man, that's really easy. I would say focus on one thing. Yeah, don't try to reach in every area so early different things. Like, when I was young, I wanted to have a girlfriend, and I wanted so hard, or I wanted to have a crazy experience with different girls. And on the other hand, I wanted to grow my business. On the other hand, I wanted to live there, and I wanted too much for this time. And that's why I never got to a bigger goal, because I want everything, but not focused on one thing. But my advice, and it's still my advice, focus on one thing, and then you will reach it probably earlier, and then you can head to a different task or to a different area in life. You can't do everything on one time or in 1 year. That would be my advice for my younger self.
That's nice. Yeah. Because, you know, we always want to do more, and we only have 24 hours in a day, and I think this goes back to Pareto principle that, you know, only the 20% of the things you do will give you actually the 80% of the results you're after. So by being able to focus on the most important task, then you're able to take the most out of, you know, your business. So that's nice. That's nice, man. Okay. And one last question. I would like to know for the people that are watching this podcast right now, okay, these are wonderpreneurs, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and what would your advice to those people be? What would you suggest them?
I would say that it would be a good idea when you focus firstly on yourself in getting a better guy, like be more empathetic, yeah. And get more knowledge, be more focused, read more books. But on the second hand, start with networking and get to know bigger people in your niche or in your city. Just be interested in other histories, be interested in different personalities and show it. Yeah, that's one thing. And I think you should focus on your surrounding. It's with the Pareto principle, the most effective thing to get great results in a really short time.
Okay.
That would be my advice.
Anything else you'd like to share to the people watching this podcast, like in terms of mindset, habits, productivity, motivation, anything you would like to share to the people?
What I really love to say is that, like, every one of us starts with a different topic, with a different niche. Someone is starting because he has problems in terms of relationships. The other guy is starting with getting more money through business, and everyone starts with a different topic, but there will be a time where you just have to where you have to handle different areas on the same level, because you can't only be the most successful entrepreneur and don't build a family or don't build relationships with girls, or don't talk to friends, or don't, you have also to go to the gym, doing stuff there. And that's why I think it's really important to have this balance and have a good time schedule for all those things. Because if something will grow really fast, other things will fall down if you don't look at them. So that would be also advice. Things which you don't see usually, because you think, oh, I'm growing, I'm making this money, or I have so many dates, or this works so good. But on the other hand, health is, for example, also a really, really important task. I think the balance is really important, especially for us entrepreneurs, because we often think that when we have when we reach our goals, we have to do it bigger and faster and more of that. As you mentioned earlier.
Nice. I loved it. I loved the last thing you mentioned is a big one. We need to understand that, because unfortunately, so many entrepreneurs, man, are just neglecting their health and personal life. But yeah, man, like, it's like, of course, make money. That's the reason why you start the business. That's, you know, what will help you have a business. But you cannot sustain that if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't have a work-life balance. That's so big. And I'm super happy you mentioned that. And yeah, anyway, these were the things I want to ask you. Thank you so much for your time and your insights and mindset. All of those things were very, very helpful.
Thank you.
For the people that want to learn more about you and your business, how should they keep in touch with you? What's the best way for them to reach out?
You can find me on Instagram. Unfortunately, it's everything in German, but pictures speak their own language of itself. It's Costa Berlin. Constant Berlin, just with a K.
I will write the handle and the link on the description either way.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Come to look at my life and the stories what I'm doing.
Great, great. Costa, thank you so much for your time. It was very, very useful, and I wish you all the best. Hope to see you soon sometime in Greece, or maybe I'll come to Spain at some point, or Germany. I want to go to Berlin at some time again this year, so I'm definitely going to reach out to you. For the people that were watching this podcast, guys, thank you so much for paying attention till the bitter end. We enjoyed it. We hope you enjoyed it as well. And we'll see you again very, very soon for another episode of the podcast. Thank you so much.